The Norwegian Nobel Committee has decided that the Nobel Peace Prize for 2009 is to be awarded to President Barack Obama.
The choice for the 2009 Peace Prize took the world by surprise. Even the president was stunned.
To be honest, I do not feel that I deserve to be in the company of so many of the transformative figures who've been honored by this prize.
A new poll shows Americans overwhelmingly agree.
26% of Americans think that he deserves the Nobel Peace Prize. Not obviously a very large number.
Peter Brown is director of the Quinnipiac University poll, which surveyed about 2,300 Americans about the Nobel Prize. He says only 49% of Democrats, the president's own party, support the prize.
But look, 8% of Republicans think he deserves the report. Award. That's a fairly low number. And interestingly, 19% of independents thinks he deserved the reward. So that, you know, clearly Democrats to a much larger degree than anybody else, but still not even a majority of Democrats think he deserved the reward.
Those views are expressed on the streets of America in New York.
Gandhi, what, struggled and fought and had hunger strikes and for years, and then he won the Nobel Prize? I think maybe they should have waited a little bit.
In Washington,
this is a signal to the United States by the rest of the world that indeed we did something very right in the election of Barack Obama.
And in Chicago.
As much as I like Barack Obama, I just don't know that he's done enough to warrant such an honor.
The president has admitted as much. He says sometimes the Nobel Prize is awarded not to honor specific achievement, but to give momentum to a set of causes.
And that is why I will accept this award as a call to action, a call for all nations to confront the common challenges of the 21st century.
The White House says Mr. Obama's Nobel lecture in Oslo will build on those themes. But spokesman Robert Gibbs says the president also will talk about the reality of being a Nobel Peace Laureate who is leading a nation at war.
We'll address directly the notion I think that many have wondered, which is the juxtaposition of the timing for the Nobel Peace Prize and his commitment to add more troops into Afghanistan.
The war weighs on President Obama as he joins the distinguished ranks of Nobel Peace Prize recipients, men and women such as Nelson Mandela, Martin Luther King Jr., and Aung San Suu Kyi. He acknowledges his accomplishments pale by comparison and suggests his award may be more about the notion of hope. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, The White House.
On this day, in this election, at this defining moment, change has come to America.